وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في
That which he gave in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is dedicated to discuss the different dimensions of Islamic economy, how Islam deals with economy, what are the factors mentioned by Islam for the progress of economy, how can a person achieve economic prosperity, and so on. We had started with looking at the equilibrium of the soul, and then we looked at what is the relationship between the equilibrium in the soul of the soul and economic prosperity, and we said that when a soul is in the state of equilibrium, it would 100% obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observe taqwa. When a person observes taqwa, the natural consequence of taqwa is blessings and divine favors from the heavens and the earth. And in our previous discussion, we continued looking at the verse of the Holy Quran, chapter 7, verse number 96, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the relationship between taqwa and the different blessings a human being gets. We mentioned some important phrases contained in the verse. One being, what is the meaning of barakat? And we said barakat are those divine favors which are abundant and perpetual or continuous. And then we also looked at the phrase barakatin minas sama'i wal ardh, saying this sama', that is the sky and the heaven, does not necessarily refer to this physical firmament that we see. Rather, it talks about the higher realm of existence. It talks about the blessings such as knowledge and taqwa and issues like akhlaq and Jannah, and all these favors that deal with the higher realm of existence. So, whosoever observes taqwa will, number one, get blessings from the heavens, that is metaphysical blessings, like the increment of knowledge, like the increment of his taqwa that he started with, like beautiful morals, and so on. And barakatim minas sama'i wal ard, and earth, the blessings of the earth refer to what we eat, what we wear, marriage, and the different necessities of the human being in this world, which are only a means to attain his perfection. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions abundance for such a person, that he would get abundance in his life, and he would not have to beg, he would not have to think of these things, he would continue his journey swiftly. Another phrase that we wanted to look at, but there was no time, inshallah today we would like to cover that, is this, that if you observe the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. A very important allusion of this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks of people together becoming faithful and having taqwa. That means, you know, if obviously this is also there, in different verses of the Holy Quran and traditions, we find that there are indications that clearly tell us that taqwa, even for the individual who is living in a society which is not muttaqi, for example, if the person himself is muttaqi, he would get barakatim minas samai wal ard. And this is proven. In fact, inshallah, if we get opportunity in our forthcoming episodes, we will look at this factor, that how even individually, if a person observes taqwa and is in the state of the equilibrium of the soul, then he would benefit from the metaphysical blessings and the physical blessings as well. But here there is a kind of emphasis of the people together doing it. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is a very important indication that if these people of the towns were to believe and observe taqwa, all of them, then all of them would get blessings from the heavens and the earth. And such a society would be extremely rich in terms of intellectual reasoning and also in terms of physical and economic affluence. So this is another kind of connotation worthy of contemplation. Another verse that indicates the relationship between the equilibrium of the soul, and that is the state of taqwa that a person attains after having mortified himself, after having done spiritual exercises such that he has his soul is in the state of equilibrium, and that after having attained taqwa and the state of obedience to Allah, the consequence or the natural consequence of such a state is economic affluence. Another verse worthy of contemplation is chapter Al-Ma'idah, that is chapter 5, verse number 66. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Here, there are very beautiful indications of the link that we have already been talking about between the equilibrium of the soul and economic prosperity. The translation of this verse is as follows. Had they, that is the people of the book, the Ahlul Kitab, had they observed the Torah and the Injil and what was sent down to them from their Lord, that is, whatever they had which was intact, like perhaps Zabur also, and so on, the other books, whatever was sent down from their Lord, if they would have observed, that is, they would have obeyed Allah in these books, and they would have adhered to the teachings of these books, they would surely have drawn nourishment from above them and from beneath their feet. There is an upright group among them, but evil is what many of them do. Now here also, there are beautiful phrases contained in this verse, which tell us that, you know, it is very important for a person to struggle to that equilibrium of the soul so that he can gain economic prosperity. And that is, he would gain prosperity for the hereafter and for this world. One of the du'as that the Holy Prophet would frequently recite is this du'a. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. We want something, we want to be safe in the hereafter and in this world. If we are safe in this world, but we have a lot of trouble in the hereafter, then it is useless. Why? Because these means that are provided for us is to get salvation of the hereafter and to have abundant and perpetual prosperity. And therefore it is very important for us to note this, that taqwa and the equilibrium of the soul is so powerful that it gives you everything, this world and in the hereafter. You see, a very lucid and powerful example is that of Nabi Sulaiman salamullah alayhi, that he had a very powerful kingdom, yet he was so humble that when some ants who came before him, he made sure that he did not trample over them. Ants are small creatures. If a person tramples over them, so what? No, but this humility of Nabi Sulaiman, salamullah alayh, does not allow him to do that. He knows every creature has his station. And not only that, this state of affluence that does not divert him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his obedience. A very powerful example that I wanted to mention also is that of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Look at the conversation between Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and Umar bin Sa'd during the night of Ashura. He tells Umar bin Sa'd and advises him that you leave this camp of yours and come to me. You know who is at the right and who am I. Umar bin Sa'd knows all these things. But you know what he says? He brings pretexts. He says, you know, I'm afraid that my land is taken, or I'm afraid that my wealth is taken, and so on. And Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam says, I will give you from my lands that I have in Medina. That means the Imam was rich at that time. This shows that, you know, a person who is extremely rich, he has everything. He can even give other people from his property. Yet he wants to sacrifice himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call this the peak of taqwa. That, you know, although he has this world, but this world does not deter him from the hereafter. So a very important point that we should understand in these verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say that لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ الْأَرْضُ only. No. بَرَكَاتْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضُ. Now this second verse that we have just quoted has another expression that we just mentioned the translation of. Here there are some phrases also worthy of contemplation. Number one is the verse tells us that had they observed the Torah and Evangel, that is the Torah and Injil, and what was sent down to them from their Lord. That means, you know, this actually is not only for the Ahlul Kitab, the previous Ahlul Kitab, it is also for us, because the Holy Quran is also is narrated to us so that we can benefit from what transpired at that time. So it is also for us that if we follow the Holy Quran, then we would eat from above and beneath our feet. Inshallah, we will continue with explaining this verse because our time is over. But in conclusion, in this episode, we again looked at the second verse, but obviously we were not able to complete the different subtleties contained in it. But you saw, this verse is also clear in the fact that it shows that there is a relationship between the equilibrium of the soul and economic prosperity. Inshallah, we will look at this verse in detail in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bir Mustafa, balligh maqasidana. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسي الكرم. Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive us.